Look, just when you thought it was over, look,
we gotta get it, son.
We have another one right
here. Second chance.
Right here. This is probably junior. It's a little bit smaller. Right here at the Boathouse in Humboldt Park, there is another gator that these guys just caught.
They just caught this alligator right now.
Over.
There could be many more.
Hey!
Right in here.
Inconsistencies in their story.
Yeah, police have charged them with filing a false police report. Or as we call it, a full Smollett.
Classic Smollett situation.
Right. And you know what they're trying to do? You see, here's the deal. This is a situation as clear as one can imagine, if in fact the police are correct in this, that they're just trying to live off of the infamy of Alligator Bob and then our friend, Frank Robb, who came in and played News and Roos with us, because once Mr. Robb was able to get the alligator, or was it a caiman, out of Humboldt Park Lagoon, he became a beloved Chicagoan overnight,
a celebrity
for a good reason.
Yeah,
he's likable, is interesting. He does his job, and so he did his job in one day, and everybody was like, "Wow, something went the right way in Chicago." Very uncommon circumstance, and now these mopes show up, and they're like, "Hey, look at us!
We got one too.
We'd like to play News or Ruse, and no, you can't.
No,
not allowed."
Mm-mm.
Because we're on to you.
So obvious.
No throwing out the first pitch for you.
Mm-mm.
Buckingham Fountain, not going on for you.
Not even going to get Illuminati's pizza.
Nothing. We're joined now by Frank Robb, the true hero of this entire story. And he's joining us from his home in Florida. And first of all, I know that you've been quoted a couple times today saying, listen, don't pay any attention to these guys. Because if there were another reptile like that in the... You probably, or other people would have been aware of it, right?
Yeah, we would have noticed it when we were there. It's great talking to you guys, by the way. Y'all are awesome.
Thanks,
Frank. Good to talk to you, too.
It's one of those things where, really, out of respect for Chicago Animal Care and Control and the Chicago police, I really shouldn't discuss that whole situation. But, you guys, you're probably not too far off.
Well, how about this, Frank? The police noticed that the men were not wet after having captured said alligator from the lagoon. Is it possible to capture an alligator in the lagoon without being wet?
Anything's possible, yeah.
Yes, it's true.
When you're Frank Robb, but you're these
it could
dudes.
Be pouring outside and you couldn't get wet. Who knows? I mean, anything's possible.
Right.
Because they showed up with like a fishing pole and duct tape. And, fishing pole and duct tape, I call 911. I see that. I don't go in for that stuff.
So they had a snagging hook. I don't know what that is, but a snagging
hook. Yeah, but I think that, a snagging hook is what you used. Didn't you use a snagging hook?
It's a snatch hook, yeah. Basically just a treble hook, yeah.
Yeah.
It's what we use down here all the time, but. I don't know. And like I said, it's the whole thing.
Frank, listen to me.
I don't care to judge anybody. What I mean?
I get it. You're that kind of guy.
Yeah, I know.
Leave that up to the judges.
Yeah, we'll do it. I'll judge them. Don't you worry. You stand over behind me right now, Frank, and I'll judge them. Hey, I got a couple questions for you because there are people that want to know the update on this. The animal that you took out of here, first of all, is it an alligator or a caiman, and what's the difference?
Yes, sir. So it's a crocodilian. It's an alligator. There's 24 plus species of crocodilians, and the American alligator is one of those, and that's what that was, yes.
It's an American alligator. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah, caimans, depending on what species of caiman you're talking about, different color, different shape. His head was weirdly shaped, which is what other people were looking at. Mm-hmm. So John Bruggen at the St. Augustine Alligator Farm and I discussed this kind of in depth. His nose is bent very far up in the front from being stuck in a container his entire life. And his eyes are real light colored because he was always in the darkness. So probably his entire life, he saw one person open the door up, drop him some food, close the door up or close the container. And then he didn't see that person again until the next time they came to feed him.
That's
an awful story. So now,
pretty much.
Now a caiman would have that sort of turned up nose, right? They look a little more like a crocodile, right?
They're kind of a mix in between the alligator family. They're considered part of the alligator family, but they're lighter colored. Their noses are usually a little bit longer and thinner, but not much. There's people that do it for a living and can't tell the difference. So.
Yeah.
So how is the alligator doing now? And Frank, for people looking for an update, like, what are the conditions like where the alligator lives?
He's living in a natural spring-fed pond there at the St. Augustine Alligator Farm. When you walk in, he's the first thing you see. He's got his own big enclosure, like a probably 25 by 25 foot enclosure with his own pond and his own cover to hide. He's got a big old sign there that says, "Welcome Chance the Snapper," and some Chicago pizza and Chicago music playing. And I mean, he's got the rock star treatment going on. He's
living the life. Figured
he's
it out.
In an alligator retirement home is what he's in.
Yeah, this is
great.
This is good. People will be, I'll bet you that has increased foot traffic down there, and I would imagine that's a good thing.
Well, that place is always busy in its own right. I mean, because when I told you guys up there that it was a 5-star resort for crocodilians,
mm-hmm.
it's no joke. The place is unlike any place you've ever been to. It's absolutely pristine. It's actually a bird rookery as well. People come there just for birding. But it's a very unique place.
And it's in St. Augustine.
Yes, sir. Yep, right along old A1A.
Wow!
Do the birds stay away from the alligators?
They're smart.
There's some interesting conversations between birds and alligators there. Yeah.
What does an alligator eat actually in the wild? What are they interested in?
Depending on the size, so one Chance's size and smaller, they're eating frogs, mice, snakes, little things along the edge. And once they hit the about 6-foot mark, they become a threat to small pets, squirrels. Little fuzzy things, maybe the small turtles, and they get bigger there. Turtles,
so
fish, and birds.
They feed on land as opposed to the water.
No, sir. They can feed in the water. Yeah, and they can feed underwater, too, so.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I just want to stay away from them. That's all I want to do.
They're a very misunderstood animal, I will tell you that.
Yeah.
A natural alligator in his habitat, it's a wild animal. He's a ghost. You don't even know he's there.
Yeah. It's interesting, and I told you a story when you were here. I used to play on a golf course down in Florida where they were very common. They're very common on a lot of golf courses down there. But there was one that was a 12-footer that everybody was like, "Oh, we got to take this thing off of here." And the people didn't want them to take it off because people would tell the story about this thing. And it would sometimes come up and sun itself. And I myself, if I was, if I'd hit the ball anywhere near, like on the same hole uh-huh. as that particular alligator, I would try to avoid it. But there are people who go right up to it, and it would just, it didn't really move very much. And then when it would go away, it's like completely, you have no idea where it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're very, people get very lackadaisical about them, and you get the people who come to the golf courses and feed them.
Yeah.
And then the guys who take the brunt of it are the golf ball divers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a whole business. That's a whole business everywhere. But that's a big business down in Florida, and I just can't. But there's also there's snakes in the water and stuff down there. Who needs that stuff? I don't know.
It's good for you, buddy. They're all blessings.
Okay, you first.
Yeah.
All right.
They're all blessings.
That's well, you got to look at it like
outlook,
that.
This Frank,
is, this
you really
is why we
do.
Love Frank.
This is why we love you, right?
Because
he's this humble guy who just wants to live one with nature and understand them
and with people. Too.
They're put here for us to enjoy. So by all means, I enjoy every single one of them.
All right, Frank. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes,
I appreciate it.
Good
I know
to hear
we don't want
you.
To get you in any kind of Dutch here, but I just everything seems to be as long as things are well with Chance. That's okay, and as long as these guys get a ticket for what they did, that's okay with me, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for it. Thank you, Frank. We'll
I appreciate you all a lot, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, sir.
That city's blessed me beyond measure.
Oh, in just a couple days, too. What a great,
yep,
a great story. You're the best
amazing.
Story of the year, for sure, in Chicago. Frank, thank you very much.
I appreciate you all.
See
Thanks,
ya.
Frank.
Thank you, guys.
We'll talk to you. All right. There's our guy, Frank Rupp. That's our buddy.
You always feel better after hearing from him,
Oh, yeah.
He's that same feeling like after you've gone to church.
Right. You walk out.
You walk out and you're like, you're glad you did it.
Yeah.
And you're not sure why you're glad you did it, but you're glad you did it. I did it. Tell everybody I went to church.
It was a church. Yeah.
Breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
It's kind of that's what Frank Robb's. Frank Robb is a church on two legs, is what he is.
Just saving us from gators.
Saving us from things on four legs.
Right. With big teeth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's check in with Kim Gordon. What's going on in the news?
Security preparations underway for Lollapalooza.